The Osgood Files, sponsored by 1-800-Flowers.com. Make someone smile today with 1-800-Flowers Smile Guarantee. In a moment, a special offer for Osgood File listeners. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood. The doctor said she would spend her life in a wheelchair. Boy, were they wrong. More after this from Charlie. As the Republican candidates head off to Mississippi, they'll be campaigning in the state with the highest rate of infant mortality and obesity in the nation. But it would probably be even worse if it wasn't for this woman.
So what are you going to do to take care of this?
Nothing.
What? What do you mean nothing?
This is Sister Ann Brooks, who in 1984 arrived in Tutwiler, Mississippi, as the town's only physician. Her patients work the cotton fields, and for every 10 who need her help, 7 can't pay.
Last year I spent $48,000 buying medicine for people who couldn't afford it, but who would have died if they had not had medicine.
Sister Ann knew by the time that she was 11 that she wanted to be a nun, but a bout with rheumatoid arthritis confined her to a wheelchair. Until a doctor at a free clinic decided to try therapy. He put her on a regimen of diet, exercise, and acupuncture that not only cured her, it inspired her to become a doctor herself. She got support from the National Public Health Corps, which helped pay for her education on the condition she spent 4 years in a place with no doctor. She picked Tutwiler because it was about the worst off place she'd ever seen.
They come in here with really incredible disease processes. That's why when people come and they have no money, we take care of them.
Her 4 years were up long ago, but as she told CBS's Byron Pitts, even at the age of 73, she's not leaving.
How much longer do you think you can keep doing this?
Till I croak, I guess.
Conventional wisdom says it's impossible, but in this one Mississippi town at least, there is a doctor providing affordable, universal health care. And all the government had to do was provide a medical education to the right person. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.